Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Jesus, you are my Lord and my Master. Jesus, it is you I will serve forever. Jesus, you are my Lord and Master. Jesus, have your way. Blessed be your name, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I want us to lift up our hands again and say, Jesus, you are Lord over this service tonight. Glorify yourself. You are Lord and Master over this service. Holy Spirit, your presence is already here. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your glory. We acknowledge your lordship. We acknowledge your power. And we give you the glory, honor, and adoration in the name of Jesus. Finally, I want you to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you because I am not going back the same way I came. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because I'm not going back the same way I came today. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we worship you. We want to thank you for another moment to be here to pray together as a church. We thank you because your word says where two or three are gathered, you're already there. We thank you because you are here, Holy Spirit. You know without you, we are useless. We are empty without you. Without you, we will shout in vain and nothing will change. Without you, we get weary. Without you, we get depressed. Without you, we get frustrated. Holy Spirit, we ask that you bring life to our prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus. We ask that we will not go back the same way we came. In the name of Jesus. We ask that your good hand will rest upon us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Glorify yourself. Be the Lord over this service. Let the glory be to you alone. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Amen. You may have your seat. God bless you. While we're praying, there's somebody on this side. I don't know what is about your ear. Somebody on this side. I don't know what is about your ear. But the Lord is healing and the Lord is bringing deliverance for you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hope you are excited to be in God's presence again. Okay, I want to say you can look at your neighbor and smile, but you are already smiling. That means things are getting better. Amen. Praise God. On behalf of our lead pastor, I want to welcome everybody to church this evening. And I want you to know that you are in for an exciting time. I remember some months ago or so, Pastor sent, I am Pastor Koladi, on a message. And we're supposed to go and pray for someone. And as I was going, my mind, God, what if the arrow from this person we are praying for now? Now, come back to the people that went to pray. Immediately, something came to my mind. I remember what my father used to say to me. Say, the message where Papa sent somebody, you know, they kill him. So, immediately I said, my father is sending me to go and pray for someone. Nothing can happen to me. And that's how we went with boldness and we prayed. And the church was praying, the pastor was praying behind us and everything. And God did wonders. I want you to know tonight that Pastor sent me here. I didn't send myself. Amen. And much more than that, the Lord of Pastors, the Lord of New Estate Baptist Church, Jose, sent me here. So no one will remain the same again, including the one holding the mic. I'm just the mouthpiece. Praise God. I'd like you to pray tonight with all passion and all aggression. And pray like somebody that really needs a change, you know, in his or her life. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will touch us in Jesus' name. I want you to know something, that in the battle of life, you cannot get tired. Tell your neighbor you cannot get tired. You see, there are reasons to be tired. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Why will you get tired when your journey, you are supposed to get to that door. That's your destination. And then you are here, you are saying you are getting tired. You can only get tired when you have laid hold of what you are looking for. For some of us, you have not laid hold of what you are looking for and we are getting tired. There will be discouragement on the way. One of the instruments that the devil uses is the weapon of discouragement. But it's our responsibility to, when we are down, we get up again and say, I cannot be discouraged. I move on. Sometimes there may be nobody to encourage you. Encourage yourself until you lay hold of that thing that God has showed you. Don't give up. Do you hear me? Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Genesis chapter 31, 38 to 42. Genesis 31, 38 to 42. These 20 years I have been with you. Okay. That is it you or what? Can you change it to the one I can, the you? Is it lamb? Okay, whatever it is. These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried and have not, okay, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. Go, I'm going to 42. What was torn by wild beasts, I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it myself. From my hand you required it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. 40. There I was, by day the heat consumed me, and the cold by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. 41. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. 42 and the last. Can we read together, church? If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, Isaac... let me read from... Okay. Why is this one jumping up and down? So surely now you would have sent me empty-handed. God saw my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. This was the ordeal of Jacob. Jacob, Israel. Jacob, Isaac. You know Jacob, Isaac? That was his ordeal. Agony for 20 years. He was in frustrated labor for 20 years. In fact, after 20 years, he was about to be sent out with nothing. I don't know whether you are here and your story looks something around this. It may not be exactly like this, but if you look at it verse by verse, you may see something related, something similar to your life. For such people, this service was meant for. Praise God. So for 20 years, he suffered. He was laboring. Labor first of all, 14 years to marry. Some people will cut for 3 months, 6 months, they don't marry. It's 14 years, labored. Labored in vain for people he didn't like and all of those things. He was under the heat. No vacation for him. No leave. In fact, have you not worked in a place where if there is anything missing, everybody contributes and pay for it? In fact, some employers can even lock you up. No benefit. You are working and working and working. The day they say, hands off. No benefit. Nothing. Even business. The same thing. But I trust that the Lord Almighty will help us in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand and pray, oh Lord, arise by your mercy and show me favor tonight. Arise by your mercy and deliver my hands tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere I have walking in a place that is a cursed ground. Anywhere I am laboring under an occultic landlord. Anywhere I am laboring under an occultic master. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy and deliver my hands. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, some people are working under occultic landlords and masters. I remember several years ago we were living in a place and we had an occultic landlord. And the man sent his daughter to go to my mother's shop right in the market at night to pack sand. And this girl came, Kapalaza. And you see, anyone working under an occultic landlord, anyone under an occultic master tonight, whether you are watching online or on-site, by the mercy of God, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. So this girl came and packed sand in front of my mother's shop. And then my sister, who happens to also be the girl's classmate, right, saw her in the night. I said, why are you packing sand? The girl ran. My sister pursued her. Bam! Dropped the sand before she dropped it. And she left. That girl died less than 1 or 2 months. It wasn't enough. The landlord, when we went to church, the landlord didn't know my brother was at home. So he came with his occultic people. And they were chanting in front of our house. As they were chanting, something, the power of God lifted them up, hit them on the ground, and he shouted in the language, in the native language, Aya, what can I come? Make you come out here. Do you understand what I'm saying? That man, nobody prospered in his house. You rent any of his shop to do business. You start the business big. Before months, your business has diminished. I want you to lift up your right hand again and pray. Anywhere I am laboring under an occultic boss, anywhere I'm laboring under an occultic master, if my business is situated on an occultic land, oh Lord, tonight, show me mercy and deliver me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will open your eyes to see what you need to pray for. Imagine if my sister did not see that girl in the night, in the midst of the market. The girl died. whoever has packed sand from your shop, whoever has, you, some of you go to your office and you just sit down like everybody's your friend. God bless you. Keep it up, right? Whoever has done something to your seed, whoever has done something that is affecting the work of your hands, tonight the judgment of the Lord will visit them in the name of Jesus. So, why this is a continuation of our workers' day. We know May is a workers' day month or something, and we are going to be praying in line with that in the name of Jesus Christ. And I trust that for you, there will be a recovery, there will be a remembrance for you, and there will be a repositioning for you in the name of Jesus. You see, what was God's plan? God's plan from the beginning, God blessed the work of man. The Bible said God made them, created the garden where they were going to do their first work. And the Bible said, and God blessed them. And God blessed them. There are some people here, they don't understand. When you say God's blessing, they don't understand what it means. Some people here, they think God's blessings is only abroad and not in Nigeria. Do you understand? Because you cannot relate to God's blessings. But I know for sure that tonight, some of you will begin to experience God's blessings in the name of Jesus. John said, that which we have had, that which we have seen, that which our hands have handled, the good word of life. The word of God is good. Some of you, beginning from tonight, you begin to handle the good word, good testimonies in the name of Jesus. So what the bless, God bless man, what does that blessing do? The blessing of God brings an open heaven, and that open heaven does two things. One, profit. That is why the Bible says, in all labor there is profit. I'm giving this back so that when we are praying, if you like to jump up or whatever, you can pray as the thing they do you. That is the point in the summary. Do you understand? Profit in all labor. That is, you should not say, I wish I am in oil and gas. Do you know at one point, the richest man in the world, or close to the richest, was an artist. That is the best way they draw, artist. So don't say, I wish I was in telecoms, I would have been the richest. No, the Bible says, in all labor. Except the word of God is a lie. I believe the word of God literally, no matter. So if you are frying akara, there should be profit. You should grow in that akara. In Kubuana, there's one Oyibo akara joint now. They've augmented it. They now have amala. They've now had a shop or something, fine shop for akara. You know that akara will not sell the same way with the roadside akara, right? So, you see, life. So in all labor, God wants us to enjoy profit. And this profit is in a hundredfold. For some of you, you have been enjoying profit, but it's 30-fold, even less than 30-fold. That is, you have not even gotten to God's minimum wage, 30-fold, and you are making shakara. Do you understand? What we are saying is that we want to come to a point where we can live on 10% of our income and give out 90% for mission work, for God's work. But now we are struggling to live with 90% when we struggle to pay with 10%. Some people are not even paying their tithes because things, too many problems around. The whole money cannot even solve it, so they don't pay a tithe. But yet we have somebody that gives 90% out and keeps 10%. That 10% is not 1 million. The person cannot live on 1 million. If your 10% is 1 billion for a month, it will solve your problem most likely. Do you understand what we are saying? So that you don't get too comfortable with God's less standard. The devil has attacked us so much that our mind, we cannot see beyond. I remember when I was serving and I heard that a guy just finished school and he got a job and they paid him 18 million naira per annum. I came with joy to share it with my own brethren. And one guy just jumped and said, it's not possible. I said, okay. Because I don't blame him. I could understand him. He's coming from a generation where his minimum was 20,000. Then they increased it to 21,000. Then 21,500 naira, and all of those things. That is the best they have seen. Whereas some people are from a lineage where they finish, it's millions. They are not stealing. We are not talking about people that are stealing. Acoustic paradise. Even in business, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not everybody that is stealing in business. People are doing the right thing and they are making profit. So, number two, God wants our work. When He's blessed us, it means our work should be productive and multiply, even in drought, in famine. What does it mean? Now, inflation is high. Things are changing. I remember hearing a boy talking about his testimony during COVID time. It was in COVID time at home, he made tremendous saves. In fact, he built a church. Either during COVID or before COVID, he built a church. In COVID time. What was he selling? Wristwatch and all these kind of things. Dion, who buys this watch during COVID time? That is, you will now be calling somebody, you want to price this watch. Won't you save money because you don't know what will happen? But in COVID time, he was selling research and all these kind of things that are not essential things. They are not food. And he made more profit during COVID time. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants, that's why the Bible says, seed time and harvest will not cease. Do you understand what that means? God's economy does not respect inflation, Buhari, Babangida, anybody. It is seed time, harvest time. There was always, he said, now, why the earth remaineth? Is that not so? Genesis chapter 8. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. The only time seed time and harvest will cease is when there is no more earth. But now, as the earth remains, so God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to be productive, even in famine. And that is why the Bible says the person that is planted by the riverside is like a tree that bears fruit, even when there is no water, because his own roots goes down deep. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that you cannot say, oh, I am not doing well because an economy bad, Nigeria economy bad. I saw someone who raised a mansion during COVID time, finished it, entered, raised another one, that one flat is 1.2 million, finished it during COVID. Everybody was watching. It go stop. In COVID time. So we don't have any excuse. I'd like you to lift up your right hand and ask for the mercy of God upon your hand. Ask God, oh Lord, let my hand be productive. Oh Lord, have mercy upon my hands. Let my hands be productive. Let my hands produce results. Let my hand bring profit. Let my hands bear a 100-fold increase. Let my hand carry a 100-fold profit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. But you see what? All of this blessing that God has in store for man, the devil does not like it. I told some the teenagers that why does the devil hate man? God, the devil hates man based on the prayer general focus we are praying tonight. Mercy. Devil did not obtain mercy. Why man obtained mercy? What did devil do? I will arise to the throne and take over the place of God. What did man do? If you eat this fruit, you will be like God. Both of them wanted to be God. They wanted to take over the position of God. So God kicked the devil out of heaven, kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden. But later he went to show mercy to Adam. The devil said, what was the basis of showing this one mercy and he did not show me mercy? That is why the Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of man? I pray that that your understanding will be enlightened. If your understanding is enlightened, your situation of life will change. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so since that day, the devil is against anything that God commits to man. So he hates it. Man found mercy, the devil did not find mercy. And that's mercy is the last card we'll see tonight as we pray. Mercy is the last card you can drop. When I was preparing, I said, oh, you hit somebody's car, you really hit the person. The person is a senior naval officer. He brought his boys to carry you, bundle you, lock you inside the boot, carry you to naval base. Will you be speaking grammar? Let me call Barista Dan Baba. They will shoot you before you finish calling. You will lie there and say, ah, please, I beg. Mercy. Sorry. Forgive me. Pardon me. All you are crying for is mercy. You know you hit the car. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mercy. Mercy will speak for someone tonight. In the name of Jesus. And your situation will turn around. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your two hands and pray. Anybody impersonating my hands, that is, when it is time for you to collect profit, another hands go to collect it. I want to lift up your hands and pray aggressively. Any power impersonating my hands, oh Lord, arise and destroy them by thunder. In the name of Jesus, any power impersonating my hands, any power collecting my gift, any power collecting my profit, oh Lord, arise. Arise, oh Lord, and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whoever that person is, tonight mark the end of that experience. In the name of Jesus. And if you are here, you are having a dream. Whenever you want to collect, you have worked. Whenever you want to collect something, another person collects it on your behalf. That person looks like you. That person is not you. That person is an impersonator. Anyone impersonating any member of our church, collecting their profit, reaping where they have not sown, let the judgment of God descend upon them tonight. In the name of Jesus. What does the devil do? He makes people to lose their reward. So there are people that they lack reward, or they don't have commensurate reward. In the book of Exodus, the Bible made us understand concerning the children of Israel. They were walking and walking and walking, you know. And then when Moses came to appeal for their release, the Bible said they increased their labor. What happened to the prophet? They were walking and walking and walking, and the Egyptians were piling gold and earrings and all of those things. I want to lift up your right hand. Anywhere I am walking and another man is eating. Anywhere I am laboring and another one is eating. Oh Lord, by your mercy, arise and deliver my hands. Arise and deliver my hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What about Mordecai? Mordecai had a solution to the deal. Mordecai saved the company. Saved the king. And then what happened? Someone else was enjoying it. Haman. Anybody laboring and another person is eating and enjoying the profit, the Lord arise tonight and show you mercy in the name of Jesus. What else does the devil do? Mysterious losses. The lead pastor has dealt on that. Financial embargoes. Have you not seen? Go and check your last 10 years for those who have worked for like 10 years, or go and check your last 15 years if you have worked for 15 years and check how much you have been earning. Forget about inflation. Forget about anything. Just look at the raw figure. Check whether you are going beyond a certain threshold. Satanic embargoes. Financial embargoes. The embargo. There can be an embargo on the hands. That this hand. You know your hands represent your labor. Your hands represent your work. Your hands and your field. They are connected. Because it is with your hands that you till the field. And it is with your hands you collect the profit from the field. Do you understand? Okay. Time will not allow us to go into that dimension. You are going to pray. Embargoes. That is, they say, this hand can never collect more than 1,000, 20,000, 30,000. No matter how you do, you have good degrees. You have good handwork. Good handwork that should give you better money. But because there's a financial embargo on that hand, no matter what you do, you end up in a small job, end up in a small profit. Lift up your hands together with me tonight. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Any financial embargo upon my hands, arise and deliver. Arise and deliver. In the name of Jesus, every financial prohibition, every financial embargo, every financial ban upon my hands. Oh Lord, I am in your presence. By your mercy, deliver me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. See, some of you will not pray like I'm praying. When I was coming, I told God, I'm not coming to talk to you people. I'm coming to pray. I want you to know also that I've also prayed some of my own at home too. Okay, and I'm praying here. You know why I'm praying like that? Recently, one of our friends, he, after finishing his course as a consultant in South Africa, for him to come back, that was when they diagnosed him that he has one cancer. Now, each treatment, each session of treatment is $5.8 million. It's in $10,000. Not travel fee. I know you will say God forbid, and I like that to say God forbid. But see what? Why will it be among friends that two people cannot give him $5.8 million this session? Why will he sell land? Where will he get $5.8 million for? You see why people die? Do you understand what I'm saying? Some he can even think of, okay, who to even look for. Some people cannot even think of who to look for. Add their village. There are 200,000 in the village. Add them together. Line up. They cannot generate 100,000. Their land is not even useful. Nobody will buy their land. Do you understand? See, I am not. See, Makatubra. What we are talking about is God said, I will bless you. That is not it. And you will be a blessing. That is it. That's what we are talking about tonight. If all you are looking for is, oh Lord, give me enough money to rent the house in Sokale, and then I send my children to Adolo Grammar School, and then, you know, they just finish, and then they follow me and sell tomato, and then Jesus will come, hallelujah. No, don't pray, if that's your desire. If your desire is to pump money for missions, if your desire is that you as a pastor, can we start a church in South Korea? Can we do this? If that is your desire, I would like you to get up on your feet and begin to pray with me. I want to pray again. Every financial restriction upon the work of my hand, every financial embargo upon my hand, oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at your family members. Just close your eyes and think of your brothers. Think of your brothers and sisters. God forbid something of 10 million happens to you now. Do you think your immediate brothers and sisters can raise that money? If they cannot raise it, my brother, you should cry to God. You should cry for mercy. That God will deliver your family. That God will deliver you from every financial embargo. From every financial embargo. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, behold my hands. Behold my hands. Deliver me. Deliver me from every financial embargo. Every financial restriction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please don't pray it only here. When you go home, be praying it. Anybody that is telling you that money is not good, that person is lying. The Bible says money answered all things. The other person in scripture that they say answer all things is God. That is the closest thing that they can say does the kind of thing that God does is money and faith. With faith, all things are possible. Money answers all things. But money has restriction for the unbelievers. But for us, it doesn't have restriction because our trust is not in the money. So listen to me again. Before some people do that, money will come pray for this night. Don't be money. Oh. See, listen to me. If you know what we are talking about, if you know about the need, do you know there are 1,000 children that will not go to school anymore if some people, if God does not drop money in your pocket? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And have you not seen why some families perpetual poverty? How do you glory in poverty when that is not what God has called you to do? Should you be happy celebrating poverty? Don't you know how poverty looks like? Lift up your hands again. Lord, have mercy upon my hands. Have mercy. Deliver my hands from generational poverty. Deliver my hands from inherited poverty. Deliver my hands from environmental poverty. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise. Arise. Deliver my hands from generational poverty. Deliver my hands from inherited poverty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good. You may be seated a bit. God bless you. See, that is how somebody, a woman in labor, that is how she prays. A prayer of mercy is a prayer of the woman in labor room. It's not, oh God, you go show me mercy today. That's how when the real labor pain, you know, when the small labor pain, I want ice cream. When the real labor pain comes, it's not, you don't ask for ice cream. Do you understand? You shout, have mercy on me. Thou, son of David. That was how the man was crying until he had mercy. Listen to me. Don't form. All of us know where we are. Do you understand? Go and check. If you want to know, go and check our tithe and offering. So even if I come, I form with, I wear coat on top of this thing with canvas, like I'm wearing now. Do you understand? And all of us with a form. And then at the end of the day, we put a shekel for the offering. We are not unbelievers now. We are godly people that we should put better things. But we are putting out of the abundance of what we have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look at that, Lord, it's our own. All this grammar we are speaking. If there is money, just bring bulldozer. Put it in. Start putting, as you are bulldozing, you are erecting a structure. Some people build in 6 months. You know, it's poverty that makes you feel that, building now. No, you have to do it for like 4 years or to be strong in a lie. It's poverty. Some things are poverty mentality. And the Lord delivers us tonight in the name of Jesus. There are some people, they have seasonal rise. One of the things the devil does again, they rise today. Woo! Tomorrow they fall. That is not God's plan. God, see, the light of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. Go back and check your salary from the first day you started a job. Do a chart in Excel. As if the line is not going like this, come back to church and pray. Or stay in your house and pray. But if the line is going like this, then you now check. Is it 30-fold? Do you know what 30-fold is? If I sow 10,000 naira, I'll get 30 times 10. Plus the original 10. Do you understand? Imagine I sold 1 million and I get 100 food. Can you imagine how much is that? I'll get that 100 million plus that 1 million. 100 times increase. So check it. If you don't know how to use Excel, let your children. Because sometimes statistics can help you to pray. Let your children do the Excel for you. So that you now know that should you be celebrating, check the same thing for your business profit. Do you understand? I'd like us to be really grieved because some of us are too gentle for God to bless us. We are not praying. One of the friends I was talking to you about that have done all these things, a day came, the Lord said to him, he saw in a revelation that he was still restricted. That is after he has built mansions, he has done mighty things, sponsoring crusades free of charge, then I'm still bound. He started praying again. He wanted to cross the wall. They said he cannot cross this wall. Can't you see all these people? They cannot pass beyond this wall. When he finished talking, I said, they're my own. I don't know who is that. My own be. That is somebody that spent sometimes 10 hours praying. That's what I'm talking about. A day, not a week. He started praying again. Boom! The thing opened. And for the first time in his village, the Lord told him his village was over 600 and something years old. Nobody had ever built that structure in his village that God went to put there. That's what, when you pray and break things. He went to Dunamis, did a full car park, free of charge, bam! That is how things work, sir. Church don't thrive on tithe and offering. You don't know that? Church does not thrive on tithe and offering. It's donation, giving, free will giving. God bless you with the contract of one. Say, church, just take 50 million to do this thing. And you're not going to ask the pastor, hey, I've used that money. What are you using it for? No. The people that really have better money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that where you want to go to? Lift up your hands again and say, oh Lord, anything paralyzing my hands, anything crippling my hands, any power tying down my hands, any up and down in life, any satanic restriction in life, oh Lord, I am here. Show me mercy. Deliver me. Deliver me. I break out from every circle of limitation. I break out from every circle of restriction. I break out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. This was supposed to be preamble. Now let's go to the main part of today. Praise God. Tonight we are going to be praying with four things. Number one, we are going to be praying with the mercy of God. And we'll see how time will help us. What about the mercy of God? I will talk about four things quickly. We'll pray with the four things. As I'm talking, you can be praying. Don't wait for prayer points. Do you understand? That's how it works. Okay. So number one, mercy overturns judgment. What it means is that this man has been sentenced to death by the court. Supreme Court. If Supreme Court does something, who changes it? Nobody, right? But mercy can change it. Mercy can change it. Mercy can come and change it. That was why on the cross, mercy changed the judgment for that man. Lift up your right hand. Any judgment passed upon my hand, by your mercy overturn, by your mercy cancel, by your mercy overturn. Any judgment upon the members of this church, upon our hands, upon the work of our hands, by your mercy, O God, overturn them. By your mercy, overrule them. By your mercy, in Jesus' name we pray. Some of you have used your hands to beat your wife. And you remember, there's a curse on a man that used his hand to beat the wife. Now, we will not ask you to raise your hand in public. But wherever you are, just be raising, doing your own thing and be asking for mercy. Some of you, your boss will tell you to go and buy something for the company. That thing is 20,000. You will tell them it's 50,000. You have made more profit. You have brought tithe, but you are cursed. Lord, any mistake, any error, any sin, have mercy. Some of us, if God opens our eyes to see what we did wrong, you'll be shocked. Oh Lord, for every error I've committed with my hands, have mercy. Some of you, your forefathers have shed blood. Your forefathers have shed blood. They have done injustice to the poor. Oh Lord, for every sin, oh God, committed by our hands, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. So keep praying it. Number two, about God's mercy. Mercy gives another chance. That man was ready on the cross. Die, go to hell. He said, Jesus, can I have another chance to be in paradise? And he said, instantly. Can you say instantly? Jesus said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Today. There are some people, they just get job. No interview. No story. No that. No this. Bam. Say, today, you can do this. Today, you will be with me in this office. Mercy, that's what mercy does. Lift up your hand and ask, oh Lord, give me another chance in my business, another chance in my career, another chance by mercy, in the name of Jesus. Have you committed an error that your boss looks down on you? Have you committed an error that nobody wants to give you a chance again? But mercy can give you a chance. Mercy can give you a second chance. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Spirit of God say to me, peradventure, there are people that their academic qualification is not good enough. when you ask them, they are not looking for a job because they cannot show you their academic qualification. For that person that is here tonight, the mercy of God will speak for you. The mercy of God will speak for you, and you will testify in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What about the third thing concerning mercy? Mercy has a solution without asking for details. Mercy does not come. We were praying on Friday. And I said, mercy does not ask you, did your father kill anybody? Did your mother kill anybody? Like family history that doctor would do, or deliverance. Today you will be with me in paradise. What did you do that brought you to the cross? He didn't ask him. Blind Bartimaeus, oh Lord, have mercy. Hey, did you beat a woman that you became blind? Did you see that you became blind? He said, he showed him mercy. Mercy has the solution. Mercy has the solution to anything. Have you not been here? You have brought tithe. You are faithful in tithing. You pray at midnight. You pray every time. You come to church. You do many things. But it looks like things are not working. Can you stand to your feet and ask for mercy? Mercy will not fail. What is that area that looks like it's not working? What is that area that looks like it's not changing? What is that area that it looks like you have done everything and nothing is changing? Ask the Lord for mercy. Ask the Lord for mercy. Oh Lord, concerning this area of my life, have mercy. Have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For every ugly situation, every embarrassing situation of your life, that situation that prayer and many things looks like is defiled, but they cannot defy prayers. Tonight, the mercy of God will speak for you in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God will not only speak for you, but it will put a crown on your head. In that same place where you have been disgraced, in that same business where you have been embarrassed, the mercy of God will make you a captain in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What about the fourth thing concerning mercy? It cannot be contested by the devil or man. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 9:16, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. The Bible says in Message Bible, mercy belongs to me. I am the owner of mercy. Now, if but let's say it's my own. And I say, come. Brother, do you know that you cannot contest? I say, why? Look at it. Jesus called some people to work for him. Some people came in the morning. Some people started at one other time. He gave them the same money. So he came and said, why will you be coming for them? He said, what's your business? It's my money. If I decide to give these people more or less, say, when I negotiated with you, you said, this is what I should pay you. Now it is my own. Mercy cannot be contested. Lift up your hands. What is the devil contesting in your family? What is the devil contesting in your life? Is the devil contesting about your business? Is the devil contesting about your giftings? Is the devil contesting about your position? Ask God for mercy. Ask the Lord for mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The second thing we pray about is the grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God is an unmerited favor. Mercy is that you are judged, you deserve it. But God says no. Mercy says no. But grace, unmerited favor. Grace, singling you out. Number one thing about grace, it singles you out and brings you unmerited lifting. That is what you don't deserve. It singles you out. Lift up your hands for every member of this church, in our business, in everything we do. Oh Lord, let your grace single us out. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I did a project for some people and I didn't know. Somebody just asked me, submit something. I just submitted the proposal. And then I thought maybe the guy did connection until I had a Zoom meeting with them. And they said, you know what? We actually wanted an international organization to come to Nigeria to do this work. But we just said, let's give you. My friend was talking about one of my friends that got him a mega contract. He said, when everybody was bidding and struggling for the contract, he just said, God, take control. They called him and said, we are giving you the contract. A boss was speaking to me yesterday. He said something people were contesting for. Somebody just called him and said, you know what? Three people applied. He told him three people, a very senior position. Three people applied for this, but we have dropped the two. We want to take you. He was the last person they called. I want you to lift up your hands. Lord, by your grace, see, grace works. grace works. If it is not working in your life, continue to fight until it works. Grace can lift you up when no man lifts you up. Oh Lord, by your grace, single us out. In Jesus' name we pray. What else? Grace brings favor with man and it brings favor with institutions. When you do business with companies. When you do business with people. When you are going to look for a job, it's a partner that will interview you. I've gone for a job one time. They said I was the best, according to them, paid fine. Later, they said I should be praying. I said, pray for what? You know, they said I was the best. I did not see the record. Don't know whether I got the best, but it was talk, talk. But the white woman said, no, we don't want man again. Man too much for this place. We want woman. That was why I didn't get it. But you know, because I carry grace. The old guy that was supposed to employ me, God took rest from him. I didn't know him before. He didn't get body him. The last job I did, he was the one that referred me for that job. When I came for interview, I think I was coming from London to Benin for wedding, and then from Benin to Abuja. Are we in Abuja? To this place. The guy came out from his car and shook me and said, God bless you for coming. Honor. That is coming to do interview for a job. God, I was talking, the interview. He stood up and said, when are you resuming? Favor. Grace. If you have not enjoyed this thing before, you will not understand what I'm talking about. See, don't be happy until, no, be happy, but don't rest until you get some things. Lift up your hands again. Oh, Lord, let your grace, this is my small business, this is my job, this is my CV, this is my certificate, my LinkedIn page, my professional page. Let your grace single them out. This small business I am doing, call the name of your business. This is my certificate. Call the names on your certificate. Let your mercy single me out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The organization will just look. Just check. I wish you know I've done shortlisting before. I wish you know how they shortlist. Somebody asked me to shortlist. This time is going. We'll do as far as I can ever. Say, submit your CV to something. I submitted. I did not know that. I didn't submit on time. So the thing was hanging in the air. You see, powers of the air. Everybody say, powers of the air. Now lift up your right hand. Any power of the air, holding my blessing. Any power of the air, waging my blessing. I command you, get out in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. So the woman called me. Have you not applied? I said, I've applied, ma. He said, no, we have not seen your application. Is it not because she knew me? Imagine if they don't know you. Now so you go to say they applied, they don't call you. So they now checked. One thing, they hang. You understand? They think they hang. But they come because I have somebody there, they brought it inside back. But I didn't take the job because I am more than it by the grace of God. But they called me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wherever your blessing is tied, wherever your reward is tied, I command a release in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some of you are already due for reward. I command a release of that reward that God has approved. Wherever they are tied, I command a release now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Grace establishes a man in his work. That's why I say, go and check your salary. If it's not going like this, there's a problem. If it goes like this, there's a problem. If it is going like this, it is emergency. You need oxygen in the theater. Do you understand? What do I mean by establish? That is, he started, his first job was NMPC. That was the least job he did. I don't know what I understand. There was never a time he said, yesterday's job is not better than tomorrow's job. Yesterday's business profit and sales is not better. Generally. He cannot look back. I remember one time I was supposed to get a job. I've done this thing with UNICEF and they were delayed. So I went for one other interview and all of those things. And God, I wish you know the God I'm talking about. God, see, I have a kind of covenant with God. He will never allow me to go lower. Never. He will kill it. I want you to lift up your hand. Oh, Lord, don't allow these hands to go lower. Don't allow me to celebrate an older prophet that is better than a future prophet. Don't allow me to celebrate an older job that is better than a tomorrow job. The light of the righteous, it shines brighter and brighter. It is in your word. It is in your word. Do not let your word fall concerning the work of our hands. Do not let your word fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you believe that God is doing something in your life? Number three thing we are going to pray about is the blessing of God. Because of time, we'll take 2 points there. The Bible says, the blessings of God make us rich and added no sorrow. No, let's take only one thing there. What about the blessing of God? Listen to me. You may be earning 10 million per week. If the blessing of God is not there, have you not seen some companies? At least I knew Saipem then in Port Harcourt. Staff will be coming to borrow money from Mopo at the gate that is taking 40,000. Staff that is earning big will come and borrow money from Mopo. That is, if you think money, that's why I pity people who look for money outside God. It is the blessing of God that maketh rich and added no sorrow. That is why people of old fought for their blessing. And that is why fathers that had sense fought for that blessing for their first son. Abraham wanted Ishmael to be blessed. He said, oh, I wish that this blessing may come on Ishmael. Everybody has an affection for their first son. But God has a plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the blessing comes upon you, you cannot be rejected. Do you understand? Oh Lord, behold my hands. Let your blessing come upon my hands. It is called the blessing. It is not blessing. It is not blessings. It is the blessing. Definite article, T-H-E. The blessing. Ask the Lord, oh Lord, let the blessing come upon my hand. The blessing that maketh rich. The blessing that has no sorrow. Let the blessing rest upon my hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So, the blessing of God is an antidote for curses. Anyone whose hands have been cursed by the blessing of God upon this service, let those curses be terminated in the name of Jesus. Either self-imposed curse. When I was preparing for this program, one of the things the Lord dropped in my heart, apart from the people who beat their wife with their hands, the people who have used their mind to kill their hands, whichever category you fall, the Lord show you mercy and the blessing of the Lord rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God brings a financial turnaround. I told you that Jacob slaved for how many years? He said, if not for the God of my fathers. What was he talking about? He was talking about the blessing. The blessing passed from Abraham, Isaac to Jacob. If not for the blessing, every employer is a wicked person. Every employer typically wants profit. They will do anything to keep profit. Do you understand? Just few ones that are good. So, this man wanted to cheat him. That is a family member wanted to cheat him. A father-in-law wanted to cheat him. But the blessing refused. Lift up your hands. Anywhere I am cheated, anywhere they want to send me away empty, anywhere they want to make me redundant, anywhere they want to push me aside, oh Lord, by your blessing, fight for me. By your blessing, fight for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I was sharing with some people recently, and I said, I know one HR woman that one day a company just got her from UK. I said, you know what? She's in Nigeria. Your appointment terminated. She said, it's as if the ground should open for her to enter. She has 2 children schooling in the US. Ha! She said, okay, let's take them to court. My boss said, don't take them to court. Wait first. Let me pray about it. Say, don't take them to court again. Then one day she applied for a job. She applied for an officer position. They called her from the US. Why didn't you apply for a manager position? She said she does not know whether she's qualified. They said, okay, we'll put your name there and see how it goes. Long story cut short, the woman got a job in the US. And why God said, don't take them to court, was they needed a referee from the last place she had worked. If she had taken them to court, there is no referee anymore. Be careful of gra-gra. Tell your neighbor, be careful of gra-gra. May the Lord deliver you from foolish behavior in the name of Jesus. And they say, which place will you send you, UK or US? Say US. The woman entered US. I have never known that within 3 weeks you can do a work visa in US. Tell your neighbor, that which they say is impossible is possible with God. Now lift up your hands. Oh Lord, anything they have said is not possible. Anything they have said cannot be done. by your blessing upon my life. Let it come to pass by your blessing upon my life. By your blessing, let them come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. So Jacob did not go empty. Israel did not go empty because of the blessing. Last thing we are going to pray about the blessing. It's about favoritism. You may not be the preferred choice for that. Thank you, Jesus. While I was preparing, one of the things the Lord brought, before he brought these two scriptures to my mind, one of the things he said is this. You see, you apply for a job. Some of you are too used to applying for adult grammar school job. So some of these things I share, you may not even understand. Do you know some UN positions, some international positions, is by allocation? So there are some, if there's a vacancy in UN in Geneva, for example, they will look at it. Is it an Ogoniman that left there? I hope you know Ogoniman from River State that left there. If it's, okay, let me use Ibo, the one you know. If it's an Ibo man that left there, they are more likely to replace it with an Ibo man because they want kind of fairness. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want a fairness. So that's why you see adverts. Many people apply, but they don't take them because there is quota. There's a way they do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The same thing with African Development Bank, all those high, solid end jobs. Do you understand? Now, see the two scriptures. I'm not sure I will read them, but you know the story. One was in Genesis 30-something or 26. Joseph's student, Ephraim and Manasseh. Who was the oldest? Manasseh, good students. Ephraim was the youngest. Joseph, every father wants the best for his first child. Joseph brought them, aligned them for the right hand so that the blessing will come on that one. But so they have done the thing. They said an Igbo man left. It's only an Igbo man that will come. So they are looking out for an Igbo man, looking out for Manasseh. But Jacob crossed his hand. Number one. Number two was Esau and Jacob. Now you may say, Jacob is a thief, no problem, right? But Isaac wanted to bless Esau. God has put his blessing on Jacob. Listen to me, what you're going to pray with. Pray this prayer anytime, anywhere you go. Interview anything. What God said to me is this. Now, who has the blessing is the one that collects the blessings. Do you understand? Shakala, Tupa and Akatuzia. Jacob had the blessing of God. It didn't matter his character. It didn't matter his qualification. When Isaac wanted to bless somebody else, you cannot bless somebody else except the one that has the blessing. Do you understand this revelation? That is why the blessing is so important. That was why Esau cried, don't you have another one? Then it was only one. But now in Galatians chapter 6, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Listen to me. If you carry the blessing, you cannot be rejected. Now lift up your two hands. Oh Lord, listen to me. Why do you think politicians that are campaigning are going around looking for, give me your blessing. They are going to meet Pastor, give me your blessing. Do you know that if Buhari bless one person, it will carry weight? When all the high royal MS and chiefs and others bless a candidate publicly, do you know if you carry weight? Now, what if God bless you publicly? Now, ask God, oh Lord, let the blessing be upon my head. For every, look at it, is there a job you are looking for? Is there a business proposal you have submitted? Is there any particular thing you want the blessing to speak for? Are you struggling in ministry and you want the blessing to speak about it? Have you been dumped in the dunghill and you want the blessing? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The last is the rest of God. R-E-S-T. Rest. Some people all through their life have never experienced rest before. If they don't walk, they will not eat. You know, that is not God's plan. God's plan, work for 6 days. On the seventh day, Sabbath, rest. I remember then we used to sell market on Sunday in the morning. One day my mother said, let's try to stop it first and see whether God will still bless us. So we'll stop it, go to church. We can go to church in the morning and then go and sell in the evening. No? But not that Sunday to Sunday, even Sunday morning, three services, you are not coming for anyone because of the business. Do you understand? Try God once. I know sometimes things are not easy. Maybe say, if that's what the devil does. He keeps holding you that things are not easy. But tonight, things are easy for you. He say amen in his own language. Okay, the rest of God. What about the rest of God? Quickly. The rest of God terminates toiling. In the book of Psalm 127 verse 2, it is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his beloved. Okay, come to me, Matthew 11:28-30. All you who are weary and heavy laden, I will do what? I will give you rest. Isaiah 14:3, Berean Study Bible. On the day that the Lord gives you rest from your pain and torment, rest can terminate pain and torment. Do you understand? Have you not noticed some people cannot go on leave? Even when the company gives leave, they feel that if they go on leave, either because they are doing side business, it will show, or one thing, they just have to work. A Nigerian man goes on leave. He has left Abuja to the village to go and farm. One of my friends, where he works, they give them 16 weeks paternity leave. Now, you that is working full-time for your own, as a mother, that we're born in the beginning. Do you get 2 weeks maternity? Some people, they are burning. They are going from work to go and born. To born picking. Then born picking finish 2 weeks. They'll start saying, hey, have you seen this thing? Can you do this? Yes, you are working. This one, man, the husband of the wife who carried the picking, born him, 16 weeks. One day he called me and said, is there any small job I can give him to do? I said, decrease. That is why Nigerians are like this. They say, go and rest and help your wife. You want to look for a job. But you know, because we are used to all this hustling, you can be bored. If you are not used to your wife, you can get bored in 16 weeks and even stab her or fight her. May the Lord give you rest. Oyibo are here now. Oyibo has planned next year, July, that they are going on vacation. My brothers and sisters, no matter what you do, Oyibo will not come to work. They have gone for vacation. You will work overtime. Work is supposed to close 4. You will work till 7. Why? Because in Nigeria, those people who do that, the boss will not do that. Now say, okay, go for one training in Abuja, this thing. Then you now do all the training money. You gather, it now be 30,000. Chai! Everybody say, chai! Say, enough is enough. Do you know some people, they will go and leave. They will pack their family. The company will pay. Enter aeroplane. The aeroplane will not carry them abroad. When they come back, aeroplane will bring them to this thing. Their children from small have entered aeroplane. Then as they are just sleeping in the hotel, their salary is ringing. When it is the time, they pay them. When you go and leave, some of you, they don't pay you. Lift up your hands. Anything stealing my rest, any job, any business that is not allowing me to enjoy the rest of God, oh Lord, let them be terminated in the name of Jesus. Let them be terminated in the name of Jesus. Let my head carry good things. Let my head enjoy good things. Let my head bear good things. Let my head enjoy good things in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One more thing, because of the time. Rest makes you enjoy Sabbath and vacation without fear. Rest brings relief and makes you enjoy yourself. There are some people tonight, all you have been doing is to take care of your brothers and sisters. You see, the problem of generational poverty. The man struggle, get job in Shell, has 14 brothers. This one is here, this one is here. Every month he has divided his salary. Even that thing alone, sending them, it, no matter how nice you are, it wearies you. You wish that they are also able to send and do other things. So you cannot rest. I remember one time my dad would have gotten a job with NNPC. He said, at that time he was with Michelin. He said, he doesn't want to leave Michelin that because of the number of people he was training. If not me, I don't resign. No. You know, I resign without hesitation. Once I hear, I do. Do you understand? That's why he stayed in Michelin. And that time they didn't know. NNPC just came. They didn't know whether it would be good. Now, so me, I don't say my papa now work for Michelin. Enjoy that. But mercy gives a second chance. May God give you the good things of life. May God give you a place where you go. No, say, listen to me. There are transition phases in life. Don't settle at the place where they have 12 springs. Canaan is better than the 12 springs. Don't settle in Egypt. Canaan is where God is taking you to. Finally, lift up your hands and ask the Lord, that place where you have prepared for me, that place where my blessing is sitting. That place where I will walk and enjoy. That place where I will have gladness of heart. Oh Lord, by your mercy, deliver it to me in the name of Jesus. Listen to me finally. I was sharing with some people, some of my senior friends in church, that I saw a job. That job, if you get it, they will give you one of your child for school fees for a year, 18,000 to 24,000 pounds for school fees. Calculate it with the bank rate of Naira. Check the money you have been earning for the past 10 years, whether it is equivalent to what they are going to give to one child to go to school 1 year. So if it is 4 years or 6 years, this is like that, every year, 18,000 to 24,000. Let's even use the lower one, 18,000 pounds. But because I am offended food, let's use the higher one, 24,000 pounds. Do you understand what I'm saying? I intentionally shared all these things with you tonight to open your heart, to open your mind, that if you are doing Akara business, that Akara business can bring profit. If you are doing Uber, you should be prosperous. Whatever you are doing, if it is career you are following, you should be at the top. Listen to me. Some people would say, can everybody be at the top? I give you an example. We have our lead pastor who is over everybody. We have the sector leaders. Now, the lead pastor gives everybody, the sector leaders, opportunity to work and do things. Now, the sector leaders have department or unit heads. That is, if everybody's right, he is at the top. Then, let's say you're not a department head, or you're a wife of somebody, you're a brother of somebody, you're a sister of somebody, you're a sister head. Even if you're last born, you're last born head. There is everybody, there's a place for you at the top. Father, we thank you and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Because I know you sent me. I know my father sent me here. And I thank you because the prophetic grace is in this house. And every declaration that has been made, they are hereby confirmed in the name of Jesus. I know you said angels will be here to act on the word. And so, dear Lord, we pray for your mercy that this word will find quick expressions in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have toiled and is on the verge of discouragement, Lord, bring a relief. Give rest. Let your mercy be upon the work of our hands. Let your blessing be upon the work of our hands. We enjoy your grace. We enjoy your rest. In the name of Jesus. Give God a clap of faith and appreciate him.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.